Joining us over the phone this morning is Star Valley High School head football coach McKay Young. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're doing good, Coach. Appreciate you giving us a call and checking in with us on what has been obviously an odd off season.
It has, for sure.
Well, one of the things that made me want to talk to you a little bit, Coach, was I frequent the Star Valley High School football Facebook page, and you had this screenshot of your early bird workouts. And what this was there was like 50 little windows in a Zoom meeting, and you got all these kids doing different kinds of workouts, some of them with traditional tools and some with some kind of non-traditional tools. Tell us about how that all came to be.
Well, an important part of our off season over the last few years has been what we call early birds, which, as the name implies, we bring the kids in early before school, and we don't do any football, but we try to make it hurt a little bit, but also have a lot of fun getting workouts in. And as the corona closure went on, I started getting a lot of communication from the kids that they wanted to make sure we still did some type of early birds and how we were going to do that. So, yeah, that evolved into early morning Zoom meetings with, over 50. And then a lot of squatting goats and pushing tractors and squatting telephone poles and doing push-ups with hay bales and little siblings on their back. We've had to get a little creative making home gyms, but I think it's been a lot of fun and something none of us will ever forget, I think.
So, Duke, when he's saying goat, you're talking about literally squatting goats, putting them on the shoulders and then doing squats with a goat on your shoulders.
Yes?
Okay.
Pretty good time.
Coach McKay Young, Star Valley High School football coach. And, Coach, you mentioned how this has been such a big part of the tradition of the program, and it's kind of evolved. And I bet it goes to show the strength of this program that this is something that the players wanted to do. That it's not the coach's staff saying, okay, guys, we got to keep doing this. We got to figure out something. I mean, for them to come to you and say, Coach, we want to make sure we still do something, I think that really goes to show what state the program is in.
Yeah, we've benefited from some fantastic football players over the last few years. I mean, honestly, over the last few decades, right? And the course has kind of been charted for them. I mean, they know exactly what it took for Kellen Hansen and Colin McGinley and Connor Smith and Reese Hyable and, all these past players. They watch them and they watch the work that they put in and the results that they were able to reap from that work. So, they know that the kids in Jackson and the kids in Cody and the kids in Douglas, and around the state are going to try to find a way to get an edge on them this offseason. And they're committed to, like I say, following that course that those that went before them have set for them. So super proud of these kids. We laughed a little bit because, trying to teach school this spring has been a struggle. And, kids can't figure out how to get in on this assignment on their Canvas, online system, and they can't get in on this Zoom call, or they go missing for 2 weeks at a time. But it's interesting when it comes to doing an early bird workout, about the time the sun's coming up, somehow every kid can figure out how to get in on that call and figure out that assignment. And they're all waiting at 6:55 a.m. they're all logged in and ready to go. So it's just funny. I think kids have missed being together, and that showed with the participation that we had in early birds, for sure.
It brings up an interesting question as things move forward and some of the restrictions are relaxed a little bit, but obviously still some concerns and the state with some protocol that they still want followed. As far as over the next couple of months, I think one of the biggest strengths that your program has been that camaraderie and the closeness between the players. How do you and the staff plan on kind of moving forward over the next couple of months and addressing that while still kind of developing that chemistry that's served you so well?
We'll just continue to kind of take the lead from what the state health people tell us to do and what the county health people tell us to do, and then the way that our district and the lawyers here interpret that. And we'll do as much as we can. You know, we do get to get going next week, but obviously there'll be limits on numbers and there'll be, you know, spacing constraints that we need to follow. So it'll be a process. As you guys said when you were talking about the rodeos, you know, this is, you know, every couple weeks it seems like the governor comes out and lets us know what best practice is at that point. So we'll do everything we can to be together and to have that camaraderie and even compete a little bit. But it's an ever-changing situation for sure.
Coach, let's talk about who you have coming into this 2020 season. I mean, there's no question the class that just graduated is one of the best, if not the best, classes that have come through Star Valley High School as far as the football program. I mean, that was as powerhouse as you can possibly get. But on the flip side, you can't overlook the 21-game win streak. You have a senior quarterback coming back that has yet to lose as a starter since taking over as a sophomore. And so what do you see as some of the key components coming back to your 2020 fall season to try and make it 5 out of the last 6 years now?
Boy, it's like you say, we're sure gonna miss this class. You talk about, you know, the off season program and the camaraderie and some of that, and I don't know that I've ever seen a class better at that than this group that just, you know, got their diplomas a couple nights ago. From the time they were freshmen, they were always to everything. But you bring up Brandt, he's an important piece. As a two-year starter, you got Gabe Neild, who's been a two-year starter. And then you got Lucas Chappell and Jaron Smith that were both key parts of that team last year. But then after that, you know, you start to get a lot more experience at all those spots, and it'll certainly be a process for us. You mentioned the win streak. It was interesting. We, at the state meetings last year, the Jackson football coach, he made the comment, something along the lines of, you guys better not lose before we play you. We want to be the ones that end the streak. So we know we got a target on our back, and we know, for example, Jackson has a good young team and Cody has a good young team, and several others have a lot of kids back, Powell and Green River among those. So yeah. I know a lot of teams around here would like to be the ones that end the streak for Star Valley football.
You know, Coach, one thing that stands out to me, though, is the players you mentioned coming back. You've got, obviously, a couple All-Staters in Brandt and Gabe and Lucas, but then you throw Jaron Smith in there, who probably would have been All-State in most other years if there had not been 13 guys in front of him on the team in terms of All-State selection. But you also look at, you know, we've had these conversations before. Me and, like, my brothers, we'll have these jokes. It's like we'll be talking about the team, and it's like, yeah, I remembered 2 years ago or 4 years ago, and you're talking to the coaches, and the coaches are expressing concern over, you know, we're going to have some kids do this and do that. It would really be a mistake, I think, to overlook this group of kids and the coaching staff you have in place, because, boy, over the last 4 or 5 years, it has been pretty darn dominant, and you guys have found a way to get those kids to where they needed to be.
You know, we were in a similar situation a couple of years ago when I think Will Johnson was the only starter back from that 2017 team. And I made the comment to several people, you know, there's a good chance we could take some lumps early, but we're confident in the group that we have, that hopefully by the end of October, November, we'll have a good team. And that group rose, and you know, they lost how many kids to injury and then ran the table and got a state championship. So that's kind of what we're hoping for with this group. There's a good chance that, you know, we'll learn some lessons early, you know, with a young team, but hopefully by the end of October and into November, they'll be rolling. So it's exciting.
Coach McKay Young, Star Valley High School football. Of course, Coach, when you look at the schedule in previous years, and it's become traditional to really front load the schedule as best as you can with out-of-state opponents, and a lot of questions on, you know, what's going to happen in August, even with in-state opponents. And at what point do you think the Wyoming High School Activity Association has some final answers on what, how things are going to roll out, how things are going to work, and especially when, you know, you look at your schedule and you have teams from Utah coming up and different aspects like that?
Coach Erickson, Rob Erickson, our AD, has done a great job. You know, he's put in a ton of hours this spring and now going into the summer, trying to answer those questions. And I know Ron Laird and Trevor Wilson at the state have put in a ton of time, just trying to, you know, have answers for every possible scenario. If we lose the first week of the season, what do we do? If we lose the second week, the third week, the fourth week, what do we do if we just have to call the season short and try to, you know, either have playoffs or a state championship before we close the doors? What does that look like? And how do we rank teams if we're not able to play a full schedule to seat the playoffs? And, basketball, my heart goes out to those kids and obviously Coach K and his staff, for the way that ended. And I know that they're putting in a ton of time just to hopefully have some answers for every situation that could possibly happen this fall.
Coach McKay Young, Star Valley High School football coach. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.